Today's Amud is Beitza Lamed Tes Amud Beis. We're holding on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom, by the two dots, V'shal Oyli Bavel. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that when it comes to the bar, Shal Oyli Bavel, they had pits filled with water that were set up for people when they were Oyli Regal, that they would be able to take a pit stop, no pun intended, and stop and get a drink. So the Mishnah said that when it comes to the halachis of Shabbos, when it comes to the halachis of Tchum, if a person fills up water from one of these pits, shaloyle bavel, the bayroi shaloyle bavel, if a person fills up water from one of these pits, so with regards to the halachis of Tchum, it's keragli hamimale. It takes on the Tchum of the one who fills it up. Whoever fills it up, whatever his tchum is, that's what's gonna determine the tchum of the water that he draws. So now says the Gemara an interesting shaila. Itmar, milei v'knasan l'chaveirei. What's the halacha if Reuven's the one who fills up water from one of these pits, shaloi le'bavel? Reuven fills up the water inside of a kli, but he does it to give it to Shimon. So he's the one, Reuven's the one who filled it up, but he did it for Shimon. So whose tchum does it take on? Does it take on the Memale's tchum? Does it take on Reuven's tchum? Or does it take on the Misha Nismaloi, the one who was filled up for? Does it take on Shimon's tchum? So says the Gemara to Machlekes, Rav Nachman Amar Keragle Misha Nismaloi. Rav Nachman says that it takes on Shimon's tchum. It takes on the one who was filled up for. Rav Sheshes Amar Keragle Hamimale. Rav Sheshes says that no, it takes on Reuven's tchum, it takes on the tchum of the one who filled it up from the bar. So says the Gemara, b'mai kamiflagi. What's the machlokes based off of? Rav Nachman says it takes on Shimon's tchum, Rav Sheshes says it takes on Reuven's tchum. What's this all based off of? So says the Gemara explains that Mar Savar, referring to Rav Sheshes, the Rav Sheshes says that it takes on Reuven's tchum. The reason why it takes on Reuven, the filler's tchum, is because Rav Sheshes holds that Beira de Hefkerahu. He holds that Oilei Bavel, the things that belong to Oilei Bavel, is considered Hefker. Being that it's considered Hefker, when Reuven, the second Reuven, draws water from this pit, so he's kind of the water. He can't be kind of for Shimon, Rashi says, HaMagbiya Mitzia L'Chaveroi Lo'ikana Chaveroi. You're not allowed to pick up something for someone else if it's negative, if it's a Chav La'achrina, if it's bad for other people. So now that you're taking the water for Shimon, so now it's other people don't have that water, it doesn't work to pick it up and to be kind of for Shimon. So rather, being that it's Hefker, says Rav Sheshes, when Reuven draws water from the pit, it goes and it belongs to Reuven. When Reuven then gives it to Shimon, it's Shimon who's taking water from Reuven. So then it's always Keragle Habaylim, it's always going to take on Reuven's Tchum. It's not going to be Tali and Shimon's Tchum, it's going to be Tali and Reuven's Tchum. Whereas Umar Savar, referring to Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman holds that it takes on Shimon's Tchum, the one who the water was filled for, because Rav Nachman holds that Beira de Shutfihu. He holds that things that belong to Oilei Bavel, it's not considered a Hefker, rather it's considered a partnership. It's considered like Klal Yisrael has a partnership in this item. So being that it's a partnership, so now when Reuven takes the water and he's taking it for Shimon, he's not being kind of it for Shimon. It already belongs to everybody. All he's doing is Al Yidei Breira, saying that now this water always was Shimon's water. So now he's giving it to Shimon, and it's Shimon's water. So now we'll say retroactively, using Breira, that it always was Shimon's water, and that's why it takes on Shimon's tchum and not Reuven's tchum. Esve asked the Gemara now, so it comes out that the whole machlokes, if it takes on Reuven's tchum or Shimon's tchum, is based off of whether we view the property of Oilei Bavel as being Hefker or as being a Shutfes. So this says the Gemara now, we have a Braisa, Esve Rava Lor of Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman that we have a Braisa which seems to indicate Lahedya, that things that belong to the Oilei Bavel are considered Hefker. It's not considered a Shutfes, it's considered Hefker. What's the Raya? The Braisa says like this, Harini alecha cherem. Rashi brings down that Reuven says to Shimon that I am to you like cherem, I'm like hektish to you, meaning I'm aser bahana to you, to Shimon. That's what Reuven says to Shimon, that you're not allowed to be nene from me. So the halacha is, in such a case, if Reuven says to Shimon, if Reuven makes a neder, and he says that Shimon, you're not allowed to be nene from me, so hamudar aser. So the one who the neder was taken against, Shimon, he's aser, he's not allowed to be nene from Reuven. Reuven made a neder that Shimon can't be nene from him, so that's the halacha. Shimon is not allowed to be nene from Reuven. Says the Braisa, Hare ata alai chayrim. If Reuven says to Shimon, you're to me like chayrim, you're to me like hekdesh, meaning that you're aser bahana to me, I'm not allowed to be nene from you, so then hanayder aser. The one who made the neder, referring to Reuven, so he's taka aser, he's not allowed to be nene from Shimon. Hareini alecha va'ata alai. If he says it in both directions, I'm aser to you, you're aser to me, so then shneyam asurim zebezeb. So then they're both aser to each other. Reuven can't be nene from Shimon, and Shimon's not allowed to be nene from Reuven. However, says the Braisa, umutarin b'shal oile bavel, but they're both allowed to enjoy things that are owned by the oile bavel. Now, if oile bavel was a shutfis, so that means it's partially owned by Reuven and it's partially owned by Shimon, amongst the rest of Klal Yisrael, but it's partially owned by Reuven and it's partially owned by Shimon, so then they would not be allowed to be nene from the Shel Olei Bavel. When Reuven's being nene from it, he's being nene from Shimon. When Shimon's being nene from it, he's being nene from Reuven. You see from this braisa that Shel Olei Bavel is hefker. It's not a shutvis, it's hefker. But we'll get back to that point in a moment, but first we're going to finish the braisa. That in a case where Reuven says, I'm usher to you and you're usher to me, so they're usher to each other, but they're mutter b'shal oile bavel, v'asurin b'shal oise ha'ir, but they're usher to be nene from things that belong to the city, to the community, the things that are owned by the community, that's taka, shutfis, memela, they're going to be usher, they're both going to be usher from benefiting from things that belong to the community. The elu hein dvarim shal oile bavel, the following are examples of things that are owned by the oile bavel, so to speak. Well, they're hefker, but they're part of the oile bavel. Harabayis, halishkais, vahazaris. Those are three examples. It says the Bryce, a fourth example. Ubar shal emsa derech. Also the bayre shal mayim, in the middle of the road. That's also an example of shal oile bavel, like we had in our Mishnah. The elu ein shal aisayir. The following are examples of things that are owned by the community. They're owned by the city. Harachayv, the public square. Ubeis HaKnesses, the shul of the city. Ubeis HaMerchatz, the bathhouse in the city. And that's the end of the Braisa. So now, concludes the Gemara, concludes Rava's Kasha to Rav Nachman, that Vi Amrit, Beira de Shutfihu, if you're going to tell me that we view the bar, Shal Oile Bavel, the things that belong to Oile Bavel, more specifically, the bar, Shal Oile Bavel, you're viewing it, you, Rav Nachman, are saying that it's like a shutfis, so then, I'm my mutter. So then why is it mutter for Reuven and Shimon to be nene? It sounds like they could both take a drink from the bar. Why is that okay? If it's a shutfis, why is that mutter? But we learned in the Mishnah that a shutfin shenadru hanah zemizeh, when it comes to shutfin, let's say Reuven and Shimon, they own a chatzar together, and it has a bar to shower in, so they own a chatzar together, and they make a neder, they both make a neder that they're not gonna be nene, they're not gonna benefit one from the other, so asurim likanis lechatzar lirchaitz. The halacha is that both of them are asur to go into the chatzar to enjoy the shower. Because being that it's partially owned by Reuven, and it's partially owned by Shimon, if Reuven would enjoy it, that's considered that he's being nene from Shimon. And same thing, if Shimon goes ahead and enjoys it, it's considered that he's being nene from Reuven. So you see that shutfim, when there's an isser hana from one on the other, shutfim are not allowed to be nene from each other. So now if you're going to tell me that the bar, shal oile bavel, it's considered a shutfis, so how could the Braisa say that when Reuven says, hareini alecha v'ata alai, that they're both mutter to be nene from the bar, shal oile Bavel. Why is it mutter? They're shutfim. Shutfim are not allowed to be nene from each other. So says the Gemara, meaning in a case where they were neider hana from each other. So says the Gemara, now we can answer this kasha that bebar lircha itachanami. Nadena chanami. Rav Nachman will tell you that really, like we always have been saying until now, that the bar shalolei bavel is considered a shutfis. You're asking if it's considered a shutfis. So how could the Braisa say that they're allowed to be nene and from the bar? The answer is, and what's the raya that they shouldn't be allowed to? Because you have a Braisa that says that shutfim that have an isser hana on each other, so they're not allowed to go into each other's shower. Well, no, that's not a kasha. Bebar lirchoy tachanami, in a chanami, to take a shower when you're a shutfim in that shower, that's going to be problematic. Because being that you're shutfim in the shower, you're a shutfim in the water in the bar, so to go and take a dunk and enjoy yourself inside the bar, inside to take a shower, to wash yourself, so that's automatically going to be considered, when Reuven, let's say, goes in, that's going to be considered that Reuven's being nana from Shimon. And when Shimon goes in, that's going to be considered like he's being nana from Reuven. But v'hacha b'mayeskinan, our Mishnah and our machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, we're talking about the bar shel olei bavel l'malais. We're talking about drawing water from the bar to drink it, and that's very different than showering. Because when you draw water, so then we could use breira and we could say that mar medidei kam mamale u'mar medidei kam imale. We could say that in this braisa that says that when Reuven says Hareini Alecha Vata Olai, and it says that Reuven and Shimon are both allowed to enjoy from the bar, it doesn't mean they're allowed to shower from the bar. Showering in the bar ain't a chanami, that would be a problem. What they're allowed to do is draw water from the bar. They're allowed to draw water from the bar to drink it. The reason why that's different is because then when Reuven draws water from the bar, we don't say he's being nana from Shimon. We say that that bit of water, that cup of water that he took from the bar, that using Breira will say that's Reuven's cup. They're all shutfim in the water, but not every ounce of water. We'll say that when Reuven takes a cup of water, oh yeah, that's Reuven's chelik of the bar. And when Shimon takes a cup of water, we'll say that that's Shimon's chelik of water from the bar. So they're not being nene from each other. When you shower, when you go into the bar, so you're being nene from the whole thing, so then you can't, Breira's not going to help you. But when you're taking a little bit of water out from the bar, so then we could use Breira and we could say that Reuven's being nene from himself and Shimon's being nene from himself. So really, we're still okay. We could say that the bar shel olei bavel is considered shutfim, and that's why when Reuven draws water for Shimon, not in the case of the Isra Hana, in the Machlekes case, in the case of Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, when Reuven draws water for Shimon, we could say that it takes on Shimon's tchum because they're shutfim, and so Reuven's allowed to pick it up for Shimon. However, when it comes to the case where Reuven says that Hareini Alecha v'ata olai, that we're not allowed to be nene from each other, they're still going to be allowed to be nene from the bar to draw water from it, because that we could use Breira, and they're not being nene from each other. So it comes out that if we want to stick with this pshat, we're going to have to say that Rav Nachman holds a Breira. Ask the Gemara though, V'savra Rav Nachman yish Breira. Is that really true, that Rav Nachman holds a Breira? V'atanan, but we learned in the Mishnah, for those who are with us from Maseches Shkalim, so we had this in Maseches Shkalim, that, well, before we say the Mishnah, it's good that maybe just to be makdim. So the halacha is that when a person would pay machtz the shekel every year, they would collect from certain men a machzis hashekel, and so when they would give the machzis hashekel, they would also add in a little bit extra, and that little bit extra was known as a kalbein. That was a little bit extra to the machzis hashekel, they would pay this kalbein. And it's a machlekes and shkalim exactly what the kalbein was for. The chachamim held that the kalbein was an exchange fee. Typically people didn't have exactly half a shekel, people don't walk around with pennies, so when they would go to pay their machzis hashekel, they would give a full shekel, and then they would get an exchange, they would get half a shekel back in return. So they would have to pay a money exchange fee. So the kalbein was this money exchange fee. That's what the Chachamim hold, that it's a money exchange fee. Where Meir holds, and no, it's tam a chiv to pay a kalbein. The reason why there's a chiv to pay a kalbein is because not all coins are minted alike. And maybe the machzah shekel that you're giving, the silver content of your machzah shekel, isn't equal to the required standard. And because of that, you have to add a little bit extra. Anytime you pay machzis shekel, you have to add a little bit extra because maybe your coin isn't exactly the right amount. So anyways, there was a schiv when you paid machzis shekel to give a kalbay. So now says the Mishnah, but now we learned in the Mishnah, that ha'achin ha'shutfin. If let's say you have brothers that become shutfin. So Yaakov dies, and Reuven and Shimon now split the Yerusha. They're achin, they now become shutfim. They split the Yerusha, and now they join together. They split the Yerusha, and now they become partners, and they join everything back together. So the Mishnah says that kishechayavin bekalbein peturim imaiser behema. In situations where they're going to be chayiv in a kalbein, so they're going to be putter in maiser behema. Which the Gemara in Shkalim explains that what it means is that if they divide the estate and then they join back together now as partners, so they're like regular business partners. Now they're regular shutfim. So now the halacha by shutfim is that a behema that's owned by shutfim is putter from Meiser Behema. So, Mamela, if this type of business, if this type of transaction happens, they're going to be Pater for Meiser Behema. On the same token, they're going to be chayiv in the kalbein, which is because the halacha is that if two shutfim give machzah, if a shutf gives machzah shekel for his partner, so he gives now a shekel shalim for the two people together. So the halacha is that he doesn't just pay one kalbein; he actually has to pay two kalbeins. He has to pay a kalbein for each person. So in this type of case where they're shutfim, so they're going to be pater for meiser behema, but they're going to be chayiv in the kalbein if they divide the estate and then they join back together, so they're going to be chayiv in the kalbein and they're going to be pater from Meiser Behema. And then says the Mishnah that ukeshechayavim b'meiser behema peturim in a kalbein. In situations where they're pater from Meiser Behema, so they're going to be, sorry, in situations where they're chayiv in Meiser Behema, so then they're going to be pater from the kalbein. So the Gemara in Shkalim explains that this is referring to a case where they don't divide the estate. So now that they don't divide the estate, so the entire estate is in the father's name. So halacha called tfusas habayis, the whole entire estate is just in the father's name, and being that the whole estate is just in the father's name, it's in Yaakov's name, so it's not considered now a shutfis between the sons. So a behema that's part of this estate is going to be chayiv in meiser behema. Even though Reuven and Shimon are both holding on to this estate together, being that they never divided the Yerusha, so there's this din of tfusas abayis, it's still called al shem Yaakov. Being that it's still called al shem Yaakov, so therefore it's not considered a partnership, and it's going to be chayiv in meiser behema. At the same time, the halacha is that any time a father pays machzis hashekel for his son, he does not add an extra kalbein for his son. That's halacha in Masechta Shkalim. But when a father pays machzis hashekel for his son, he doesn't add an extra kalbein. So in this case, where they're going to be chayiv and meiser behema, because it's not considered like a shutfus, it's all under Yaakov's name, they're also going to be pater from adding an additional kalbein. They're not going to have to pay an additional kalbein because this is not considered like a shutfus. It's considered like their father is paying machzis hashekel for them. So that's what the Mishnah means. So ha'achin ha'shutfim, that when they're chayiv and kalbein, they're pater for meiser behema, that's referring to a case where they divide the estate and then they join back together. And when they're chayiv in meiser behema, meaning when they don't divide the estate, so now that they're partners without having divided the estate, they're going to be chayiv in meiser behema because it's all Hashem Yaakov, but they're also going to be pater from adding an additional kalbein because it's considered like their father is paying machzis hashekel for them. Now, Va'amar Rav Anan, he qualified this Mishnah, and he said that Lo Yishanu, we only say that you lose the din of tfusas habayis by dividing the estate, and then they join back together, it's considered like regular business partners, and not tfusas habayis. That's only Ela Shechalku Gediyim Keneged Talayim, Utalayim Keneged Gediyim. That's only if you didn't do an equal split. There were all different kinds of things in the father's estate. There were goats, and there were sheep, all different types of things, and they divided it. They didn't say, oh, let's divide up the sheep equally, and then let's go divide up the goats equally. He took some goats, and he took some sheep. Being that Reuven and Shimon divided it in a way that it wasn't, so to speak, equal, so then we say, there's no brayer on that. You can't say that naturally, when the father died, so those are the chalakim that went to Reuven, and those are the chalakim that went to Shimon. Rather, this is considered like they did a sale with each other. This is like they did a deal with each other. Mamela, when they join back together, so it doesn't have a din tfusas habayis, it has a din of two regular business partners. Of a chalku gediyim kenega gediyim utlaim kenega tlaim. But if they split it up evenly, meaning the gediyim were split in half and the tlaim were split in half, he got five and he got five, and he got five of the goats and he got five of the goats. So then, Aimer Zehu Chalka Hamagia Mishar Rishayna Lakach. So then we could use Breira, and we could say that that's always the chelik that fell to each one. And Mamela, even when they join back together, it's not batal the shame tfusas habayis. And even when they join back together, so it's going to be that it's going to be chayiv and meiser behemo, and it's going to be putter from the kalbein because it's all still going to be nikra al shame the father. For Rav Nachman Amar, whereas Rav Nachman says that afilu chalku gediyim kenega gediyim. Then no, even if they divide the gediyim keneged gediyim utlam keneged tlam, ein oimer zechal kamegia bishar rishayna lakach. We don't say breira. We don't say that that's the chilek that always fell, that originally fell to each brother. Meaning, Rav Nachman says that we don't say breira. So how could you tell me that the reason why the bar shel oile bavel, even though it's considered shel shutfim, it's muta for Reuven and Shimon to be nana from it because of Breira. We'll say that Reuven's being nana from his own water and Shimon's being nana from his own water. Rav Nachman doesn't hold of Breira. Being that Rav Nachman doesn't hold of Breira, so we can't say that that's why Reuven and Shimon are allowed to drink the water that's from the bar shel oile bavel. So why are they allowed to drink the waters from the bar shel oile bavel? It must be because it's considered hefker. It's not a bar shel shutfim. It's considered a bar shel hefker. If it's a bar shel hefker, so now we're back to square one. Now what's the machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes in the case where Reuven draws water for Shimon? That Rav Nachman says that it takes on Shimon's tchum, and Rav Sheshes says it takes on Reuven's tchum. We wanted to say that it's because Rav Nachman held that it's a bar shel shutfim. We can't say that anymore, because that was, if we wanted to say that Rav Nachman holds it's a bar shel shutfim, we're going to be forced to say that Rav Nachman holds a breira, which we see Rav Nachman doesn't hold a breira. So rather says the Gemara, Ella de Kuliyama Beira Def Kebrahi. It must be that both Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, they both agree that the bar shel oile regalim is considered a bar shel hefker. Alahacha, the machlekes is like this. Why is it that Rav Nachman says that the water, when Reuven draws the water for Shimon, that it takes on Shimon's tchum, and Rav Sheshes says that it takes on Reuven's tchum? Alahacha b'magbia mitzia l'chaveiroi kamiflegi. They're arguing about a regular din in Bava Kamma, a standard Choshe Mishpat halacha. Anytime Reuven picks up something for Shimon, is Reuven kaina it? When Reuven is picking it up, and he's doing it for Shimon. So when Reuven picks it up, is he kaina it or not? So Mar Saver Kana, Rav Sheshes holds that when Reuven picks it up, even though he was only picking it up for Shimon, Reuven is kaina it. Being that Reuven is kaina it, so then when he gives it to Shimon, it's just Shimon getting it from Reuven. So it's going to have Reuven's tchum. Umar Saver loy kana. Whereas Rav Nachman holds that no, being that Reuven wasn't picking it up for himself, he was only picking it up for Shimon. So when Reuven picks it up, he's not being kind to anything. Being that he's not being kind to anything, the water remains hefker. When Shimon then takes the water from Reuven, when Reuven gives it to Shimon, so it's Shimon getting the water from hefker. So it's becoming Shimon's now, it's becoming someone's water for the first time. So then, now that it's becoming Shimon's water for the first time, so therefore, and hefker's not kind to Shvisa, you have to say, so then, being that it's becoming Shimon's water now for the first time, so that's why it takes on Shimon's tchum. Not because it's a shutfim, like we said before, rather it's a bar shel hefker. But Rav Nachman holds that when Reuven picks it up, being that he's only picking it up for Shimon, so he's not kaina it. It remains hefker. When Shimon gets it, he's getting it from hefker. That's why Rav Nachman holds that it takes on Shimon's tchum.